Welcome to the Bariatric Bros Podcast. I'm Mike Alley, and I am a big guy who is a foodie. Well, I used to be a big guy. Then I had bariatric surgery, and well, I'm down 140 pounds. Still a foodie, but I'm learning to live this bariatric life and still keep eating like men. And I hope you are too. So thanks for being here and spending some time with me right now. It's been a couple of weeks, and I've got to tell you guys, it has been a rough few weeks on my journey, and things happen in life. And that's why I've titled this episode, When the Sky Starts Falling, because there are going to be times along your journey where the rest of your life around you is going through just an upheaval. A lot of our issues with food that we've dealt with over the years come from stress. Maybe it's stress eating or emotional eating. And so we're going to talk a little bit about what happens when your sky is falling down around you. In addition to that, we do have a Bariatric Bro shout out this week. And we are also going to talk about the latest amazing food thing in my life. This may already be something that you are into, but for me, it's been amazing, and I'm going to tell you about it. So, hey, let's first get started by talking about where we are. We're on our socials everywhere, and I hope that you will follow us. We are on Instagram and Facebook, all at Bariatric Bros, so you can check in with us there. We've got cool things and extra content. Also, our YouTube page, if you search for Bariatric Bros, you'll find it there. Our links also in the show notes, and we do things like the Bariatric Bros Test Kitchen, where we try out new foods, and we're going to be doing some recipes and other cool things, and all of that is right there. Plus, I've got to mention, coming up this weekend is the big Walk from Obesity fundraiser, and I'm going to be a part of that. That's coming up this Saturday, depending on when you're listening, of course, and we still have space for you. If you'd like to join in on the team and just be counted as part of the walkers, we'd love that. Or if you'd like to donate to the cause to help raise awareness about this battle against obesity across the United States, again, the link is in our show notes. So I hope that you will take a moment and check that out. Follow us on all the socials and spread the word about this great podcast. All right, it's time for our Bariatric Bros shout out of the week. And this is the first one where we had someone nominate someone through our social media. And you can do that. If you've got someone that you would like to nominate for us to give a Bariatric Bros shout out to, you can do that. Just go to any of our socials and send us a DM, or you can email us. It's bariatricbros@gmail.com. You can also send us a text, our phone number and email. All that's in the show notes as well on how you get a hold of us. But Dr. Joe Cribbins from the Texas Center for Surgery sent us, I guess, one of his patients and wanted to nominate him. So we're doing that. Charles Briscoe, the shout out is for you. Yep. Charles is a great guy. And if you got to check out his Instagram, we've got it tagged in the show notes, but it's I'm a VSG. IMMAVSG is his Instagram. One, the dude's super fashionable. I'm very jealous of his fashion sense. But also, he is just he's just out there. He is going through the journey. He's documenting it, and he's out there helping others and just spreading the word that, you know what, this is a great tool that you can use to get you healthy and lose the weight. He started, according to his Instagram, at 313 pounds, and he's currently around 228, and he's close to his goal of 215. So, Charles, congratulations. We know you're going to make that goal, and you know what? You are our Bariatric Bros shout out of the week. And again, as I said, if you want to nominate someone for a Bariatric Bro shout out, you can DM us on the socials, or of course, you can send us an email, bariatricbros@gmail.com. Okay, so what's been happening with me the last couple of weeks? It's been a really difficult period in my life right now because of things that have nothing to do with my weight loss, nothing to do with my health concerns or my food. But it's amazing how all of those things play into how much I may want to eat. The stress that's going on in my life has to deal with things that are happening around my full-time job, around some losses that have happened in my life over the last few weeks. And I'm not losing my job, but someone close to me is. It's been a very difficult and emotional time. And I've found that while I don't want to go and binge eat like I did before, all these emotions are been welling up inside of me, and it's been unlike anything that I've had to deal with since surgery. That sparked that I'm sure there are other people on a daily basis going through this and dealing with that stress. And whether you are post-op years or whether you're post-op weeks, the deal with the rest of your life swirling around you can really affect how you deal with this tool and how you deal with the rest of your life. I don't have any magic like ideas for you on how that we have to deal with this, other than if you haven't had to deal with a situation like this since your surgery, I just want to prepare you that it's coming, that there's going to be something, there's going to be some trouble, there's going to be some stress, there's going to be some things in your life that you're going to face during this time. And it may be things in the past that you've dealt with by eating, by comforting yourself, maybe by binge eating, or just eating your favorite comfort foods that maybe you can no longer eat. And you may have transplanted that in being able to work out more or do something else that relieves that stress. But for me, I found it a bit overwhelming and it shut me down a little bit. It's one of the reasons that I hadn't recorded in a couple of weeks, because I really just didn't have the passion to do it. As I've said from the beginning, this is a passion project for me. I'm not out here making a living with this podcast. It's something that I've wanted to do. I'm passionate about it, but it's not feeding my family. So it was something that I realized I was shutting down, that I was closing off because of the things that were happening in my life. I just want to let you know that this community understands, that the other folks that have had this surgery understand what it means to go through these kinds of stresses, these kinds of situations, and not deal with it the way that we used to. And so I want to encourage you to reach out to others. Reach out to others in the community. I mean, if you may have good friends. I had a really good friend who isn't a bariatric person who I've talked to about this. He's a guy that I've known for years and actually, interestingly enough, younger than me, but just has a great mind for some of the things that I was going through. And we were able to talk through it and work on a couple of plans. And again, there were things that affected my full-time business life that sometimes you just have to talk it out, or you need another perspective from someone to come in to make sure that you don't just go off the rails, or like I was doing, just kind of close off and shut down and try not to think about it. And I hope that there is someone in your life that you can reach out and talk to about that. But even just in general, with the stress of everything that's been going on with the pandemic and all the stuff with politics happening in the United States right now and all the events going on, it can cause you to not want to deal with anything. You may just want to shut it all out. Let me encourage you that if you don't have someone in your life right now who you can talk to about these things, I want you to reach out on social media. And I know that seems weird, like social media is where a lot of this garbage is coming from, but especially within this amazing community, especially on Instagram and Facebook, the bariatric community, the great support groups, find someone and say, hey, I'm having this issue. How do you deal with it? I've been so impressed with the way that folks will come around people and help them through a situation. Not just a, hey, have you tried this particular protein bar, or what's your favorite drinks, or how do I deal with this, but just life issues. I've said this from the beginning. There's something about this community that's unlike almost any other in the sense that it doesn't matter what background you come from. It doesn't matter. Check off any of the boxes, race, ethnicity, how much money you make, what part of the country you live in. People connect because we've had this surgery. We've had this situation. We're going through this process together. And it's allowed us to be able to help each other in other areas. So it may be a business situation. It may be a stressful situation with relationships or friends or things that have nothing to do with bariatric stuff. But you know what? We all deal with it. So if you feel that the sky is falling right now, if everything around you is telling you to shut down, if you're tempted to binge eat or eat that thing that you know is going to cause you a problem just because it's going to taste good and take away that little bit of pain or anxiety, don't do it. Reach out. Put something out on Instagram or Facebook or private message someone. You know what? Message us. Message us. If you need to DM us on Instagram or Facebook, you can do it. And we're going to reach out. I don't know that we'll have an answer, but you know what? We're here to listen. Happy to do that because people have done it for me. I just want you to know that even when it feels like everything around you is falling down, there are people who care about you right now. I know this is a weird thing that guys don't talk about amongst guys, especially guys that don't know each other, but this is what we've got to do. This is what we've got to do as human beings for each other. So what's being lost in this world right now is that ability to connect one-on-one and help. So I'm letting you know that we are here. We are here to help. And we would love to talk to you if you need that. You reach out to us, send us an email, bariatricbros@gmail.com. Hit us up on, like I said, any of our DMs. You can do that. Did you know that you can even get a hold of us via our text? That's right. We've got a phone number that you can text, and I promise we are going to respond. Our number is 443-356-6779. Shoot me a text. We'll get back to you. We're here. When the sky was falling for me, there were people around me who I could reach out to. If there's no one in your life, we can be that person for you. Here's the thing, though. Don't go off track. You've come so far. You've done so much. Stay on the plan. Make that your anchor, too. Make those food choices your anchor. I don't have anything else normal in my life right now. Everything is going off the rails. It's all crazy. Politics is crazy. COVID is crazy. All this is crazy. But you know what's not crazy? You've got a plan right in front of you on how you're eating. Make that your anchor. Tie into that. Say, hey, I know what I'm doing for dinner to keep on track and keep on plan because I've worked too hard to mess that up right now. Hit us up, hit up a friend, and just know that there are people out there that care about you. All right, I'm going to jump off that soapbox for a minute. Total 180. The coolest thing over the last few weeks, and you may have seen it if you've been on our Instagram, Chaffles. Okay, who's done the Chaffles? Because I miss the Chaffles. I mean, I've been post-op for what now? Almost 16 months. And how is it I've just found out about the Chaffles like a few weeks ago? And if you don't know what I'm talking about, these are cheese waffles. So these are waffles that you make that are protein packed. You make them. The easiest recipe is literally a half cup of cheese, mozzarella, cheddar, whatever, shredded, and an egg. You mix it up. You put it in a little mini waffle maker, the little 4-inch mini waffle maker, which I got at Target for $10. And it makes 2 little 4-ounce waffles that are amazing that I know you may be like, ooh, it's going to taste like an omelet. No, it doesn't. It's amazing how much. And then I've seen other recipes where you can add like almond powder and everything. And it even tastes more like a waffle. But I've made Asian style because I love Asian. So I've added Asian flavors into it. You can add Mexican flavors into it. You can add any kind of spicing into it to it's just amazing. And I got to tell you, I'm loving it and I am hooked. Chaffles are life. And if you don't know anything about it, we'll put like the basic recipe in the show notes, but Google chaffles and you'll come up with 100 zillion recipes for chaffles and all the different kinds, sweet ones and savory ones and everything else. I've been using them in place of bread. I mean, I haven't been eating a lot of bread, but you know, like if I wanted a maybe low carb tortilla instead, do a chaffle. They're delicious. I'm going to make a batch up here where you can freeze them and then you can pop them in your toaster like an Eggo, and you can just pop the frozen one in there and it toasts up nicely and boom, you've got it. Great protein. I love the taste. I've been making sandwiches out of them. Family the other night, we did chicken parmesan and they had breaded chicken and spaghetti and I made 2 chaffles with a little bit of tomato sauce on it and some cheese. And oh my goodness, did not feel like I was missing a thing. It was so good. So I would love to hear if you've got a favorite chaffle recipe. Again, you can email us or hit us up in the notes or on our socials because these things are great and they've been a game changer for me. Being a foodie, I'm now interested in really trying all the different variations on what I can do. I mean, the basic one is great, but what can I do to kind of add in a different flavor or a little bit different texture? I did the everything bagel seasoning, which I use in a lot of things. Boom, put that in the basic recipe. Oh, just such a nice added little flavor. It's just wonderful. So, chaffles, amazing. If you haven't done it, you should do it. Now, if you're not an egg person, you can also go with the recipe that's using like almond flour. You can find the non-egg chaffle recipe on there that also is there. It's a little more mixing involved because you got to put a couple different things in there. But they do have one if you're not an egg person. But I have to tell you, I'm an egg and cheese person. And I'm loving my chaffles. So that's it for this week. And I want to thank you. And I especially want to thank those that sent me little notes over the last couple of weeks, just checking in, making sure I was good. I really appreciate the support. And I hope that you will continue to support the podcast. The best way you can do that is by sharing it with others. So you can share it on your socials. You can, if you're on Apple, if you listen to Apple Podcasts, would you go in there and leave a quick review and a quick rating? Right? Nice 5-star rating with a quick little few words for a review helps others find the show. I know every podcast says it, but it really is true. It really does help people find it. If you're listening to Spotify or one of the others and it doesn't have a rate and review, just click the follow button. That helps as well. So that way you also know when we've got a new pod that drops. In the meantime, hit up our socials. We're at Bariatric Bros, wherever you're doing your social media. We'd love to hear from you. Email us, as I said, it's bariatricbros@gmail.com. And like I said, we've got a phone number. You can text us 443-356-6779. Send us a text and you know that we will get back to you. I hope that you have an amazing week. And don't forget, if your sky is falling around you, reach out. There's someone that cares about you. I'm Mike Alley. We'll talk to you next time. Right here on the Bariatric Bros Podcast, where we're living that bariatric life and eating like men.